Acts 20, 7 through 12. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in the window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen in a deep sleep, and as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down to sleep, and fell down from the third loft, and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him and embraced him, embracing him, said, Trouble not yourself, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and were not a little comforted. Amen. Pray with me tonight, and just ask the Lord to have his way in the service tonight. Dear Lord, Father in heaven, I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity tonight, oh God, that you've given me, oh Lord, that you've ordained, oh God, me and my soul, God, to preach this word. Lord, I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you move in the midst of this congregation. Lord, that you meet our needs, oh God. They turn to the church, oh God, tonight. Lord, help us, Father, each one, oh God. Lord, if I have to, Lord, to give you reference. Lord, I ask you, Father, walk among us, Lord, and help us. Let's talk to us, dear Lord, and help us. Lord, I pray, God, keep sitting down. Let mighty anointing, oh God, to break the yoke upon my cup. Oh, God, to help us, Father, to get where we need to be, oh God, of ship. Of course, your word comes, oh God, to help us, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated in the fear of the Lord. Amen. I'd like to preach to us tonight on somebody wake up Eutychus. Somebody wake up Eutychus. Amen. I know I've been in services, and you have too, where you're sitting around, Sister Brittany, waiting on the preacher to get to the climax of his message, listening and waiting on the preacher to get to the interesting part of his message. Amen. You know, and we're sitting there, and the message goes on and on, and don't get me wrong, the Word of God is good. Yeah. The Word of God is needful. But whenever the preacher goes on and on about what he had done and what happened and what how many fish he's caught and this and that, it seems to get a little boring.
Yes.
Amen. When it gets out of the context of the Word of God. You sit there, I've done it before, went to church and the preacher up there preaching and preaching the Word of God, and here I am, back my eyelids and trying to get heavy on me. I'm getting tired, amen, in service. And I've been as a child, amen, I went to church a little, praise God, Southern Baptist Church, and I can remember many times I having to get woke up. It's time to go, service is over. You know, and many times because, you know, my mother or my stepdad or somebody would wake me up, Sister Carol, and said, did you get anything about what the preacher said? I was asleep almost all the way through, you know, and I guess if I'd have paid for more attention, I probably could have got more, but I got tired, I got bored. And sometimes we'll go to church, maybe after working a long day. I know that I've worked days, 12 hours, 14 hours, 16 hours a day, amen, and being revival and go right home and just change or go. I have to go to revival in my work uniform and be in service, you know, and sitting there, and I can feel the enemy tugging at me, you know, don't you want to go to sleep? Don't you want to just close your eyes? And I would get up, Sister Joel. I'd get up and, you know, walk around a little, trying to wake myself up, listening to the preacher, amen, and stuff like that. Doing something to keep myself awake. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sister Brianna, she used to go to sleep in church quite often. Amen. Back in Florida, on Sunday nights or night service, she couldn't hardly make it through the service. And she'd have to lay down in the floor. And over at Brother Armbrister's church, she'd lay down in the floor because she'd just be so tired. And she just couldn't stay awake. I've seen her. I've watched her sit in the chair. Her head is bobbing away. Just like it's a bobber in the water, praise God. she'd be tired, and I'd have to lay my coat on the floor and let her lay down. But I thank God that she's awake tonight, praise God. Sometimes it's hard to stay awake in a service that maybe you call kind of dead.
Come on, you're right.
Amen. Amen. You sitting there, and he's sitting in a service, and the preacher hardly gets over a whisper. I don't know. When I go to a church like that, I just can't hardly help it. I get anticipated, and I start moving around and wondering, is he ever going to start preaching? I guess I've been around homeless, amen, ever since I've been saved. That's what I'm used to, amen. That's the kind of preaching I'm used to hearing. It's like I'm doing tonight, amen, calling it, amen. Preaching, getting excited, amen, just preaching the word of God, amen. But Paul preached. The Bible said that Paul preached until midnight. Amen. Paul knew he was leaving the next day. And Paul knew that he was leaving out. Amen. I don't know what time the next day, but he knew he was leaving out. So he was going to get all the preaching that he could. He was going to get some. He was going to give it to them, even what they needed, praise God. Whether it was a message of salvation, whether it was a message of repentance, whether it was a message of holiness, whether it was a message, amen, of getting your life straightened up. It don't line up the word of God. I don't know what kind of message it was. It said Paul was preaching, amen, up until midnight. I can almost guarantee, I don't know, it might not be true, but I got to say that Paul was a holy preacher, amen. That Paul was up there putting, Paul was up there getting excited, and King Jesus, Paul was up there telling them, hey boys, hey y'all, it's enough. Hey, that's enough out here tonight. If I got something for you, hey, if you're sinning, you ain't saved. If you're saved, you ain't sinning. Hey, and if it's what saved always say, God, hey, that ain't right. That doctrine ain't right. Hey, Paul was preaching. Hey, boy, you need to wake up. Hey, you need to get your life straightened up. Hey, you need to quit looking at this. You need to quit looking at that. Hey, you need to quit going here. You need to quit going there.
Come on,
I get to see how Paul might have been preaching. And Paul knowing that this is his last opportunity to preach to them folks for a while. That he was leaving out the next day. That he was preaching with both guns open. That he would pull out the stops. All right, boy, I'm preaching tonight. Hey, you got the big time. A holy preacher stepping in tonight, amen. Hey, I'm going to preach to you a little bit. I'm going to preach a little holiness to you just a little bit, amen. And y'all listen up to me, praise God. But he knew he was leaving, and this might be a while, so he was going to give them some medicine. He was going to give them what they needed. He might have prayed for them. He might have rebuked them. I don't know, but he was going to preach to them regardless. Amen. And reading about the Apostle Paul's boldness, and reading about things he said, things he's done, things he went through, I can just imagine how Apostle Paul, Brother Paul, might have preached. I can just imagine. I don't know. You may have different feelings, but I can just imagine him being a holy preacher. Yeah. And then the story goes on. As he's preaching, he may have had some people there that just wasn't always saved. And he started preaching on Jesus Christ. And this is just Brother Charlie's imagination going, so y'all just bear with me. He sees this little family back here that's new in town, and he saw this family back here that walked in and seen sin roll out over them. So he started reminding the whole congregation about King Jesus, about Jesus. Hey, walking down the path to Golgotha, walking down the path to Calvary, to carry his cross, tell a preacher about what Jesus went through, the pain, the suffering, preaching about. Hey, him that spoke on the face, his beard was fucked out. He'll be a lip with a cat of nine tails. Hey, and him the crown of thorns have been placed on his head. I can imagine Paul preaching and said to the church, hey, you need to get saved tonight. Hey, look what King Jesus done for you. Hey, to tell him about his heavenly spirit held his role to the master. Hey, let me tell you something, mister. Let me tell you something, ma'am. Hey, what I saw, what I spirit, what King Jesus done for me,
Jesus Christ, I say, the only begotten Son, uptight, amen. I say, praise God. Let me tell you, what did you do for you tonight?
Amen. Amen. He went through the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. Tell them their different stories. Amen. He said, now let me tell you about mine. Now let me tell you about my experience. Oh, Christ. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hey, he did not. He wasn't in the flesh. Amen. But he was in the spirit. Hey, he come down in front of me like a bright light. Amen. He come down in front of me and I was blinded by his light. Amen. Can you hear me? Hey, I said I was blinded by his light. Hey, sinner man. Hey, you need to quit doing the things you're doing. Hey, sinner woman. You need to get up. Get away from that thing that you're going through. You need to get away from it. Hey, sinner child. Hey, you need to come to King Jesus. Hey, and then show himself a mighty to pull down a stronghold in your life. Y'all think Apostle Paul might have fixed like that? Anyway, I do. I can't help thinking that. Praise God. Amen. But, you know, he reminded them of Ezekiel 18:4 about reminding them that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And you got to imagine Apostle Paul preaching all night long till midnight. Amen. I don't know what time the service started, because after a while, it's a few hours. Amen. I can just imagine him covering a whole lot of ground. Let the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. He's telling you, he's telling me, he's saying if you got sin in your life, then prayer for Jesus comes back. You're going to a devil's hell. Hey, if you got sin in your life, hey, your soul's going to die. Hey, just like demons. Hey, he said, he gave it all for this world. He gave it all for this world. And now he's burning in a lake of fire. Hey, just like a chain when he's through Abel. Hey, praise God. He said, he's burning in hell right here tonight. Amen. Hey, just like that's the person or your neighbor that's doing wrong. Just like that person over here that's doing wrong. If they don't do it, get it right, they're going to a devil's hell. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. And all this preaching going on. And our dear young man, Mr. Eunicus, looked around. I don't know, maybe he had a hard day at work. I don't know, maybe he just got thrown out with his newborn baby. I don't know. But I could just see maybe he was in the front row. Yeah, Paul, go ahead, preach on. God. Then he found himself slipping on back, looking around. He finally found the place, the edge of a window. He's going to sit there. Uh-huh. And Paul kept on preaching. And Paul kept on, amen, spreading the good gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul kept on exhorting. As Paul kept on, amen, praise God. Maybe looking at him every once in a while, say, Mr. Eunicus, amen. Or, hey, sister so-and-so, or brother so-and-so, amen. Maybe Paul was preaching and was preaching away, and maybe he was just thinking, well, Mr. Paul, brother Paul, I've already heard this a few times before. Yeah. I think I'll just sit here and get me a little bit of sleep while you're on this subject. I think I'll just sit here, brother Paul, and whenever something gets going, I'll wake up. But you know, as we do as Christians, well, we're afraid then. As we do, amen. As sometimes happens, we put it that way, we'll start glancing outside a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's a preacher. What's going down there? Amen, brother. What are you doing, woman? Amen. It's comical, but it happens. You may not be sitting by a window. You might not be three stories high, three loft high, but you might be sitting on a pew. Amen. With your mind upward and say amen. Every once in a while, come on, amen, somebody. It happens, praise God. Hey, you're in service, but you're not fully in service. Amen. Hey, you're praising God. You say amen, but you're not all the way there, praise God. You're not all the way in your service. You might
just not focus entirely on what the preacher said. You might as well focus entirely on the word of God. Say that, somebody. Well, you might as well entirely on what the preacher has to say to you, on what God has to say to you. You're worried about that batch of cookies that you made before service.
Amen. Yes. Mr. Eunice sat in my little real comfortable place. I turned the window. Yes, maybe looking out. Maybe the devil got to pouring on just a little bit. Go ahead. Take a little nap. It'll be all right. You know, he'll be here for a while. He's a long-winded preacher anyway. Go ahead and get you a little rest. You deserve it, Eunice.
Amen.
I'm fixing to light on somebody. Wake up, you change. Amen. Somebody. Wake up, you. Amen. I praise God. Are you in service? I praise God. Service in, service out. I praise God. Thinking on other things. Other than what God's trying to tell you. Other than what the man of God's trying to preach to you. You're thinking, oh, maybe you will. Oh, this problem, that problem. I really need to get home. I want to fix this for dinner tomorrow. I really want to get home. I've got a phone call to make. I really want to get home. I really want to play this game. I really want to get home. Hey, I want to do this. And your mind's pulling me up there. And you can't get what God's got for you. And you can't get what God's trying to say to you. Hey, baby. Wandered over too far away from the Word of God. He found a comfortable seat. He wandered too far away from where he should have been. He wandered too far away from where God wanted him. He wandered too far away from his calling. He wandered too far away. Amen. You feel me, right? He wandered too far. Found him a comfortable seat. And before you know it, our brother dear Eutychus was asleep in God's house. Somebody wake up Eutychus. Brother Eutychus was asleep when God's trying to talk to him. Brother Eutychus was asleep but God's trying to give him direction. I've already heard that before, preacher. Well, maybe this time God's trying to give it to you another way. Or maybe this time God's trying to tell you something else than what he told you last time. Or maybe this time God wants to use you in a different way. Hey, you're too busy thinking I've already heard this. Imagination, but you know, as you just sit there, as we sometimes do, dead to the service.
Yeah.
Charlie, I wish you'd hurry up. But Charlie, I really am hungry. You've been preaching to us for hours now. Brother Charlie, don't you know that I got a life holding church? Don't you know, Brother Charlie, that I got somewhere I gotta be, and my wife is cranking on, it's about time. Oh, don't you think, can't you just wait till tonight?
My Lord.
Amen. I'm just going out there things that our dear Mr. Eutychus might have said. Right. Amen. And so the church is kind of taking it on today.
Amen.
Brother Charlie, we ain't got a talk in here, and I ain't going to have a talk. Amen. Even when we get a bill, not even have a clock. Amen. Because once you get a clock, you start putting a limit on God. Amen. And I don't care. You can bring a watch all day long, but hey, I'm not going to look at it because I don't care what time it is. Hey, when I'm in service, hey, when I'm in God's house, hey, when I'm doing His will, hey, it don't matter. I don't care if it's 10 o'clock at night, or 3 o'clock in the morning, hey, if God's looking at it, hey, if God's wanting to do something, hey, it's His time, it ain't our time. You got tomorrow to do what you want to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Come on.
Yes, you were right. Come on. But let's get back to you. I wish I had a different way. But we'll but Mr. Eutychus. Amen. Amen, Brother Paul. Yeah. Preach on. The Bible says he was swept down.
Yeah.
And before you know it, he fell.
Yeah.
He fell. It wasn't a chair high, the Bible says. It was 3 stories and 3 miles high. But can you imagine, amen? Hey, Mr. Eutychus was falling. Can you imagine, amen? And Mr. Eutychus was falling down, and he's waking up. Oh, my. What have I done? Hey, what have I done? Hey, where am I at now? Where am I going now? What's happened to me? Hey, somebody, help me. I know, he's going down so fast, he probably didn't have a whole lot of time to think. A whole lot. What he was probably saying is, Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me. Amen. But somebody wake up Eutychus.
Yeah.
Somebody wake up Eutychus. Amen. Hey, before he stumbled back to the window. Yeah. Hey, somebody wake up Eutychus. Hey, before he finds his way to the back of the church. Somebody wake up Eutychus. Hey, before he falls out of the window. Hey, and there's no return. Hey, there's nothing. I'm not getting back. Somebody wake up Eutychus. Hey, before he calls himself out to a person. A lost man. Somebody wake up Eutychus. Oh God, help us, Lord. Somebody wake up Eutychus. Brother Charlie. My name is Sister So-and-so. My name is Brother this and Brother that. But if you're in this shape, I'm going to say your name's Eutychus. And I'm going to send somebody to wake you up.
Thank you, Lord.
Wake up, Eutychus. Somebody wake up, Eutychus.
Thank you, Jesus.
As Paul was preaching salvation, as Paul was preaching eternal damnation, as Paul was preaching, Sister Dora, about separate yourself from the world. And Paul was preaching, amen, about the consecration of the temple. As Paul was preaching, hey, about the dedication of the saints. As Paul was preaching, hey, about the way the saints ought to live, the good conduct. Hey, about the way they should act, or what they should wear, what they shouldn't wear. As Paul went on down the line, talking about the hair on the women, the hair on the men, hey, the personal conduct of the church. As Paul was going through all that, a Eutychus found his way back out of out of the window. Hey, it was a sleep. Hey, it fell out. Hey, good talk. I don't got to hear this no more. Hey, I don't got to hear this. I've heard it before. Hey, I don't care. I need to continue it off. Is that where you want to be alive? I don't care. You got to listen to this preacher. You got to listen to me. Hey, if I'm telling you, if I'm preaching the word of God, you better listen.
Yes, that's
right.
Come on.
Somebody wake up, Eutychus. Amen. Well, he's talking about this, I'll just take me a little nap. While Brother Charlie's on this subject, I've already got that down pat. I don't need no straightening out on that. I think I'll just do me a little crossword. I think I'll just read this little book that I brought with me. Oh, it's in the Bible. I'll just try to remember that phone number I forgot. I think I'll just write down that recipe that I heard on the radio this morning.
Come on
now. Somebody get a piece.
If you daydream, you're still asleep.
If you daydream, God can't get a hold of you. If you're daydreaming, if you're thinking on other things other than what God's got for you, if you're thinking about something else other than God's word, if you're thinking about something else other than what the preacher said, hey, are you asleep? Somebody wake up, Utica. Somebody wake up, Utica. If you see a sister, hey, going to sleep. If you see a brother, hey, dumb enough, before nothing, wake up. You might be the key to this purpose. I don't want to miss a lesson. I don't want you to miss a lesson. I wake up, Utica.
Come on.
Amen. How many has ever been in that situation?
Oh,
already?
Yeah.
Time?
Yeah.
Over, nodding off. Thinking about Kentucky Fried Chicken. Always thinking about the same. I wish somebody else had testified. Boy, I wish you to preach something else tonight. That just don't line up with me. I didn't get nothing out of that. Maybe you was asleep.
Yeah.
You wasn't listening to the whole message. I know. I've been to them. You go to a service where it dries dead. Ain't nothing happening. I know, if he's preaching a word of fire, hey, if he's got a preacher, hey, I'm preaching the power of words, hey, preaching the junk now, hey, preaching to you, hey, get right, or go to hell, hey, if he's preaching to you, you need to do this, you need to straighten it up, hey, I tell you about King Jesus, hey, you better focus, you're sitting on that man of God.
That's right, come on.
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah, thank God for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The Bible says he was taken up dead. Mr. Eustace, the moment he was up listening to Apostle Paul preach, I'm wondering, I'm just top deaf and speaking, taking the Bible, but kind of wondering still to the back. Amen. Knowing he was looking for a place. Look around. Someone said, look around. Somewhere. He was in service. And this means he's dead. I said, he's taken up dead. One minute he was shouting with the saints. One minute he was saying, amen, go ahead, preacher. And one minute he was saying, preach it down, brother. And one minute he was saying, let the fire burn. And then the next minute he was taken up dead. Amen. One minute, you're backing up the preacher. The next minute, you're going home mad. One minute, you're saying amen, go ahead. Hey, until that preacher preaches down your row. Until the preacher clouds up your haters. Hey, until the preacher comes back. Praise the Lord. Until the preacher comes and starts walking up your tree. And then you leave there. Hey, just like you. You leave here. Praise God. You leave here. That's the preacher. You leave here. Hey, what he said to me. You leave here in a shape like you just was in. You leave here dead. Dead to God's word. Bless his soul. I didn't mean that. Bless his soul. I'm not in that shape. Bless him. I'll just stomp my way all the way home. I'll give him a call after a while. Praise the Lord. For the whole time during that service, you're looking for your comfort spot. Looking for your place to sit. All swollen up at the preacher. You pin him down to the ground.
Come on.
Look at the preacher. Looking straight through him like you could just spit on his eye.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. But the whole time, he's standing up your field. He's watching up your tree to look at your face.
Come on.
Amen. Maybe that was the same that Eutychus was in. Maybe that Paul was preaching down his road.
Maybe Eutychus was involved in something that he shouldn't be involved in. I don't know. But maybe Eutychus, amen, was getting swelled up at the preacher. Maybe just maybe Eutychus didn't want to hear what Paul had to say to him. And he went and he stepped down at the window and he fell out of the top. And now he's dead.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. But Charlie. Well, Charlie, can you preach something else next time? Well, Charlie. Now, you know, you preached this message before sometimes. Now, I've been the first to tell you, I've preached messages I've preached before. I hate to know that I didn't preach a message that wasn't worth repeating. Amen.
Right.
If God lays it on your heart, if God lays it on your heart, preach that again. Preach it again. They didn't get a hold of it the first time. They didn't take heed of it the first time. You preach it again, son. You preach it again. Amen. But we so often will say,
come on.
Oh, Charlie, they used to preach this about a month ago, don't you think? That mission road. Brother Charlie, now, I drove all this way, and you want to preach that same message.
Come
I could have went to the church down the road and got something different.
Come on.
Dead laying on the ground. Maybe because of what you do every now and then. Going up. I got this message I'll take back home. I don't know what's going on that ball game. I sure would like to know what happened to that big fish I caught, the brother so-and-so caught. I want to go to the rehab with it. You mind us? Somebody will get this. The Bible goes on to tell you, Paul went down and fell on you and embraced you and said, trouble not yourself for his life is in you. Before that, I said,
that's right.
The Bible said that he was dead. The next verse down said, and Paul went down and fell on him and embracing him said, trouble not yourselves, for his life is in you. And just like any other preacher, I'm sure Paul was watching Brother Eutychus. I'm sure Paul was, had his eye on Eutychus, maybe kind of falling back, looking around, just like whatever, just starting to fall a little bit. I've got my eye on you. The something about Tegan. Maybe not as strong as you was. Or maybe not where you should be. I've got my eye on you. Looking, watching. And maybe Paul was preaching to Eutychus saying, don't do it, son. Don't go back there, son. Don't do it, son. Don't go back there. It's like any preacher that loves the congregation. He's going to tell them.
Right.
Don't do that. You're going to end up in this situation. You're going to end up down and out. You're going to end up lost. Don't do that. And Paul walked down three stories, three lost, wherever you want to tell it. The Bible said he was dead, but Paul said his eye seen him. Amen.
Right.
I believe Paul went down when he touched him, and his eye come back to him. And when Paul got down and he prayed for him, his eye come back. And when Paul got down, hey, it started with, hey, Brother Eutychus, hey, Brother Eutychus, come on, I'll do it again. Come back, Eutychus, come back, I'll do it one more time. And you're right, come on, Eutychus.
Oh, yes, amen.
Paul got down.
fulfill God's commandment. You can fulfill God's wish for your life. Come on, Brother Israel. Hey, come on, Israel.
Come on.
Yes.
He talked right up and said, worry not yourself. Amen. I wake up you just tonight.
Somebody wake up you just tonight. And had broken bread, and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day. So he departed. Come on, you. Man, you got something to talk about. Man, you got something. Amen. I got some more preaching to do. Hey, I got something else to say. Hey, buddy, you just you stay right here on the front row.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. And you just arose up. Amen. You know how it is when you've been dead a while. Amen. You know how it is. And I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about the spiritually. And you know how it is. And I guess I don't know, praise God. Maybe you don't. Hey, if you've ever been there, if you've ever been down and out, spiritually, if you've ever been dead, spiritually, hey, it doesn't matter, God comes around your way and they kind of steps on the scene and say, come on. Hey, we got some talking to do. Come on.
Out the window.
Yes, Lord. Tell what happened, God.
It may take that Paul for him to come back here alive. It may take that, Paul for him to come back in and go up by God like he needs to be. It may take that Paul for him to come back in and give God the praise and worship God.
I don't want it to happen. You know, I can picture. Brother Bobby and Sister Ruby coming in. I've been dead long enough.
Yes.
I've been picturing Earl coming in. Brother Paul, I've been dead long enough. I can picture my father-in-law come in, son. I've been dead long enough. Amen. I can picture your family coming in and say, I've been dead long enough. I've been dead long enough. I'm ready. What's up, Anna? There's a lot of humor I got for me. Somebody wake up Eunice. Looking around for somewhere that's comfortable.
Instead of finding himself sitting by a room.
Looking out, maybe. Looking out at what the world had to offer. Looking out at what
a person down the road was doing. I wonder how that.
I wonder what that they're doing is out there in the room. I wonder how that person is. Somebody wake up Eunice. Get him back in front of you. Somebody wake up Eunice. Get his hands in your air more times out of you. Somebody wake up Eunice. Help him to sing songs of God one more time.
Yes.
Sounds of God.